We have to parak beis mishnah gimel harishon shabu chulin tamei mitamei. Harishon of chulin is tamei and is mitamei. Hasheni poisav le mitamei. Harishon of chulin tamei mitamei tuma. If you have a rishon is potentially tamei. It can become tamei. Or mitamei. What is mitamei tuma? Shakika shel tuma shenaga berishon, a loaf of bread of tuma which touched a rishon shel chulin nasa sheni. The loaf of bread becomes a sheni upoisel as a shlishi and can in turn contaminate it there. Now the word tamei means not only is it tamei, it can be mitamei something else. The word pasul means the buck stops here. It becomes contaminated, but it cannot contaminate something else. So it says here, Rishon v'shechulin tamei u'mitamei, means the Rishon is so potent, not only does the Rishon have the koyach to make something else tamei, it gives over to the next category, the koyach to u'mitamei something else. It is tamei u'mitamei, and can make something else, which means it can make into a sheni. The sheni in turn can make something into a shlishi. But a sheni, but something which is sheni, it's poisel, can disqualify a truma, but v'lemitamei. But a sheni cannot make something into the tamei. Got it? Because tamei has the koyach to make tamei something else. Good.
So the Rishon Shebechulin is Tamei Umetamei, or the Sheni is Paisel.
V'lemetamei.
What does it mean, Paisel?
It basically means it's contaminated, but it does not have the power to convey its contamination to the next level, to the next object.
To a Shlishi.
To another object. Good?
Yeah.
Via Shlishi.
But I thought we always said that it goes to a Shlishi. Shebechulin does go to Shlishi.
Yeah, but it stops there. The difference between the word shli—it's out of gas, okay? It's out of gas. It can't go to the next. It can't go to the next level.
That's good. I thought you
had here. Let's take a look at his whole objects, okay? Here is any time when an object can go no further. It's the end of the tracks. It's the last stop in the station. The car is out of gas.
Go ahead, I heard you.
That's called puzzle.
Yeah, but it goes to a shlishi.
No, it doesn't. So here is a rishon. Okay, here, yeah. This is a rishon. This rishon touches, is a rishon touches this.
Right.
So is this tamei or puzzle? This
is not.
It's something. Why is something? Because not only is this tamei, not only is this contaminated, it has the koyach to contaminate something else.
Correct.
But this, the shlishi, is called puzzle, because the tumah can't go further. A truma, everything with
truma,
tamei,
but it's
contaminated. No, the word tamei is not the word tamei automatically means it has the ability to contaminate the next level.
So what is it?
It's called pasul. Whenever the contamination stops at that object and can go no further, it is called pasul. It's a term.
Today.
It's a term. You never heard this?
Daf Yomi. Yeah, this is Daf
Yomi.
I missed that daf, I think.
Daf Yomi, all over the Daf Yomi.
I missed it.
Harishon shebechulin tamei umetamei. Hasheni, this sheni is poisel. If something is a sheni, let's say this is a sheni, and it touches this, can this go further?
Of course.
No, it can't. If this is a sheni, and this were to touch this, can this go further?
No way.
So this is called
poisel.
This is called poisel, right? So a sheni is poisel umetamei. This can go through. Yeah, but let's say this is a shlishi. Can this do any harm?
No way.
A shlishi is nechol benazir ben. Zid Hadema. Now, what is the word Zid Hadema? But let's say we have a chulin shlishi. How does it exist, such a thing of chulin, which is a shlishi? Chulin is only a sheni. You cannot have chulin more than a sheni. The answer is if you are practicing. If you, in your home, are practicing to eat all of your food like it's truma, because you don't want to confuse the truma and the non-truma, then Chazal allow you to do so. And they gave your chulin the status of truma, which means you can have chulin, which is a shlishi.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say chulin. Benizid nechol benizadema b'tavshil. So you can eat a tavshil. What's in the tavshil? A dish. Shetshuma mureves bo. Nizid means porridge. Porridge. Like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. When the bear, he ate the porridge.
Very good.
The porridge.
Right. Benizid is porridge. Go ahead.
Nizid hadema. That means a mixture. What's in the mixture? A little bit of truma, you have real truma, you have porridge. In the porridge, there is a little bit of truma. There is a little bit of truma mixed into the porridge. So what is the concern? The concern is that if the true, the concern is that if the shlishi touches, if you add something that's tummy into your porridge, you're going to contaminate your porridge. The porridge is partially truma. So the answer is nothing to worry about. Since this is a shlishi cannot make a revi, so I can put this into the porridge. Because anyway, it can't do any harm. A shlishi can do no harm. That is the yesod. Dev means a mixture.
Can you go back here a second?
A mixture. If I have an object which is a shlishi,
I can put into a porridge
which has a mixture of truma and chulin.
Okay. Oh, mixture. Dema is true. It's benizid hadema.
Benizid hadema. Benizid is porridge. Dema is a mixture. Betavshil in a dish. Shetruma murevespo, which truma is mixed in. Via truma and kruya dema. Truma is called dema. Truma is called dema. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, malayasa v'dimacha loy sacher. The word parak beis the chulam mochiach the dafka no maleyascha v'dimachal lo sach do not delay truma nizid hadema dema. What's maleyascha? I don't know what maleyascha means. The fullness dimachal means truma. Why is it called truma? It's called, I don't know what, but it's called truma. V'dimachal is a term in the Torah in Shmos parak beis pasuk chavches which means teruma. Did you know that?
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
See?
It means truma.
You that filmy guy?
Benizid porridge hadema of truma betavshil shed truma shemurevus boy via truma kruya dem kshumus kol truma kishnema melayas of demach loy sacher uperek beis the chulam bochich the davka kishain benizid hadema kazayis truma bichdechil spras. Only when in the porridge you do not have a kazayis of truma bichdechil spras. Who the shari lay lechol oichal shlishi? Avol iiko kazayis bichtruma bichdechil spras. Also, the kaimon oichal oichal shlishi mechulin shenasol taras atchuma nivsel gufa meilachol b'tchuma. Okay, so we learned the previous mishnah. The previous mishnah, the person needs shlishi. You are what you eat, according to the sheet of the chamudot this yesterday. Shlishi. Remember this, Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah.
Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Shoichal oichal rishon rishon. Yes, they oichal shem shen oichal shlishi. So meila, the problem over here is that if you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. I told you, if you have a shlishi, I can go and I can put it into the nizid hadema. Not so simple, because if you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi, and if you become a shlishi, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat truma. So why then are you over here? How are we allowing you to eat truma? That's why it says it's a nizid. A nizid means porridge. It's a nizid hadema. It's not just stam truma. It's a porridge, because in porridge you don't have a full kezayis of truma, b'chdei achilas pras. Most of the porridge is not truma. A small amount is truma. So since the amount that's inside is only a small amount, then it is permitted to consume a significant amount of shlishi, even though you gof becomes a shlishi, but since you're not going to be eating a kazayis bechdechi l'spras in the truma, that's why it's going to be mutter. Malayas v'demol le'sach. Aperik be'ez dechul mochil d'daf k'shem nizadem k'kazayis truma bechdechi l'spras. Who to shavu le'lechol shlishi? Avliik a kazayis truma bechdechi l'spras. Os tekhal monechol aichol aichol shlishi mechul shnas v'tarish takodesh nivsa gof melachu b'truma. Is it amazing?
Yep.
Okay, so we good?
Yep.
Let's chaz the mishnah. Chaz the mishnah. Even one mishnah. It's kedai. Whole day is different. You learn one mishnah.
Harishayin.
Ois neshama. Ois of a shmeina. This is the shuman. The shuman of the day.
This is it. The fat.
Osher shmeina lachmai.
The fat. Go ahead.
May your koyach of bracha be mashpi upon all of us.
Amen. Thank you.
Harishon shebechulin. If we have a rishon tamei, if this is a rishon, this can make something tamei. The word tamei means, it itself is tamei. Umetamei can make something else tamei. Whenever you have the word tamei in Chazal, it means not only is it itself contaminated, it has the koyach to contaminate something else. Okay?
Good.
That's what brachas. The ultimate bracha is that you can give brachas.
That's it.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, this bracha in the koyachas of tuma, the zelbazach, not only is it tummy, there's the koyach to metame something else. But, tummy metame. Hasheni, but if let's say this is a sheni, then it's poisel. It could make something tummy. Veloy metame. The ashlishi. But let's say we have a shlishi nechol. If we have a shlishi, if we have an avid shlishi nechol, you can eat it, b'nezid adema. You can eat it, you can mix it into, you can take it and you can put it into, you can put it into a porridge. Because it does not have the koyach to be metame the porridge. Provided that you're not
allowed to eat that.
Not suffi. What?
What's dema?
Dema is a porridge, and the dema is chuma. Is the word dema, according to the rabbi, is a placeholder. It is a placeholder for the word teruma. Do not delay giving the gift of truma to the kohen.
It's porridge and truma.
Benizid is porridge. Dema is as a mixture. Most of the porridge is like chalant. What is porridge? Chalant.
Go ahead.
Beans and potatoes and meat, and a small amount of truma. Let's say I want to take some shlishi and throw it in.
Go right ahead.
Go right away. Oh, but I'm going to contaminate it. No, a shlishi does not have the koyach to contaminate truma.
Right.
But that's provided if you're going to eat the shlishi when you put it in the porridge. You're going to eat. You're going to end up eating a kazayis of shlishi, and you're also going to eat another kazayis of truma b'chnechi l'spras. That's a no-no. So you have to make sure that in the porridge the amount of truma is less than a k'nechi l'spras.
Beautiful.
Nechol b'nizradem. Is that clear?
Absolutely.
Okay, up to the next Mishnah. Ready to go?
Sure.
Harishon v'yasheni shabetuma b'tmei mutan. Now we're dealing with truma. We have harishon v'yasheni shabetuma b'tmei mutanim. If I have, let's say this is truma, whether this is a rishon or this is a sheni, it itself is tameh, and umetameh, it can contaminate, it can make this into a shlishi. Mm-hmm. Right? It's tameh, if truma is a rishon or truma is a sheni, it's lethal. Harishon, rishon, shabbat truma, umetameh. Next, let's see. Harishon, nechel, okay, a shlishi.
You said this in the last Mishnah already.
A shlishi, he was dealing with truma, the previous was dealing with chulin. In the previous Mishnah, we were dealing with chulin. Now we're dealing with a shlishi. Now the shlishi of truma. Now dealing with truma. Now we're not dealing with truma.
At the end of the parish, we're dealing with truma.
That was the object being contaminated. Now we did not discuss the contaminator.
Beautiful.
Before we're dealing over here with the one that's been contaminated, the truma was the one that was being contaminated. Now we're discussing the object that is bringing, that is giving over contamination. So harishon v'yasheni shabetruma tameim, they themselves are tamei umitamei, and have the koyach to contaminate something else. But what about tzeratam hashlishi? What about a shlishi? Hashlishi is poisel. A shlishi is paisel. If we have paisel v'loy mitame, if I have in my possession truma, that's a shlishi. So what is the term that we use? If what I have in my possession is a shlishi, it is called pasel. It's not called tame. Hashlishi, an object in my possession of truma that is contaminated, is called paisel. It itself is paisel v'loy mitame, cannot itself cause harm. Okay. You got it?
Yep.
Harvi, what's Harvi? Harvi nechal benezid hakodesh. Now, what is that? Harvi nechal benezid hakodesh. Kolemar v'imyesh b'yotsa truma revi. How do you have in the world truma that has the status of a revi? It doesn't exist. Truma only goes to a shlisha. So the answer is the same. The answer is going, shenaseis al taharas hakodesh. What does it mean, shenaseis al taharas hakodesh? It means you're practicing. You have a kohen eats kodesh and eats truma. He doesn't want to differentiate between the shlishi and revi, because since he eats a lot of kodesh, he gets a lot of kodesh, pesar shlamim. So everything in his home he treats with the stringencies of kodesh, which means it can become a revi. So he's practicing. So I have my possession truma, which he's making believe can be, which can become a revi. V'chein hachamishi, nechal benezid hakodesh, diktan l'kamani v'chamishi. Ha, that's machlokes. Can there be a chamishi when it comes to kodesh? That's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Okay, the ash of a paro can become chamishi. The arminan big day oichel kodesh. The arminan big day, the clothing oichle kodesh midrash lachatos. The clothing of those people who eat kodesh midrash lachatos. Nechal b'nezira kodesh. I don't know exactly. Maybe this is chamishi. Nechal b'nezira kodesh. Mutul arbeit havshul shul kodesh tahar. Because it cannot contaminate. This goes. The same thing applies to Revi. Applies also to a chamishi. Let's chaz this. Gotta get a clarkite. Okay. Harishon v'yasheni shemesh. I have in my possession an object of truma, and this object is either a rishon or it is a sheni. Tameim, it itself is called tamei umetamin, and this is dangerous because it can cause something else to become tamei. If this touches this, this becomes tamei. Anytime there is potential for one thing to contaminate something else, it's called the vocabulary word is tamei. So harishon v'yasheni shebetruma tameim, it itself is tamei umetamin, it can contaminate. Hashlishi, what?
The Rishon and the Sheni Shebetruma Tameim right. Good.
If this object, Hashlishi, if this object
Paisel, only Paisel,
is Paisel, if this object is a Shlishi, it's Paisel in itself. Flemetame.
Barvi,
let's say I have my possession Truma, which is a Revi, which means I'm being Nizrael Taras HaKodesh. So can a Revi do any harm?
Of course not.
No, even it can even do any harm to Kodesh, because Kodesh cannot become more than a Revi. So therefore, I can do it. I can do whatever I want with a Revi. So not only I can put it into a porridge. If I have Kodesh meat, a kashlamim.
Not just a Nizid HaDimma.
A Nizid HaKodesh, because there's no harm we can do.
Right.
There's no harm we can do. Okay. Mishnah HaRishon V'Yashen 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 V'Kodesh. Now, let's say this object is Kodesh. It's Kodesh. And it's either a Rishon, it's a Sheni or Shlishi, Shishkubish Kodesh. Tamei. Not only is it Tamei, Umetam, because it can make Kodesh into a Revi. HaRevi. Paisel. It itself is of Levitame. V'HaChamishi. Let's say I have Chamishi. How do you have Chamishi? That's what I said the previous Mishnah. And the Chamishi means when you're dealing with, you're guarding your Kodesh, the Efer Chatos. Because the ash of paraduma can become a chamishi. If I have in my possession, possession,
efer chatos.
The efer, the ash of a carbon chatos.
It can become a chamishi. You have to be careful. You have to watch it.
It can become a chamishi. Therefore, I can. Therefore, I nechal. So let's have something which is chamishi. It's not a problem. Because even if the other object that I'm guarding has the status of can become a chamishi, but it can't go further, there's no thing as a shishi l'chol des. So therefore you can mix it into a porridge of a chamishi, because a chamishi cannot make a shishi. So there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
So if I have a porridge of kodesh, which we're treating with the highest level of efer chatos, which means it can become a chamishi, and I have in my other hand a chamishi, I can put that chamishi into that porridge, because what's the potential? There's no potential to make that porridge into a shishi, but there is no shishi when it comes to the zekosh. This is something to worry about.
Beautiful.
Okay, we are now up to Mishnevav. Mishnevav Hasheni Shabachulin. Let's have a look. Ah, so now we're dealing over here with liquids.
Beautiful.
Five is sheni. So here is. So if I have here, here this object is a sheni. Okay, it's a sheni, and it's chulin. Chulin. Got it? You got that? Chulin sheni. Metame mashke chulin. If it comes in contact with liquid, so liquid becomes, it becomes tamei. Upoisel le'ochle yitruna. What all does that mean? Let's see. Hasheni shabuchulin mitame mashkim chulin. The kol apoisel zatshuma mitame mashkim lihiyois tchila. So the key word over here is mitame mashke chulin. Fine. It's mitame mashke chulin. Hasheni shabuchulin. It makes liquid into a rishon. That's pashut. Mitame. What does that mean? The apoisel le'ochle yitruma, and it makes pasul ochle yitruma. Sorry, but Tisha, we learned for you. Okay, the main point over here is Metami Mashkim Paisel Ochle Truma. So if this touches Truma, what happens? If this is a Sheni, you with me?
Listen.
And this touches Truma, what does the Truma become?
Shlishi.
Is that when truma is a shlishi, is the term tame or posel?
Posel.
That's exactly what the posel la'achle truma. So whatever a tarj is going to make into a shlishi, when it comes to sal, when it comes to liquids, what does a sheni do to a liquid?
Ooh.
A liquid makes a sheni makes a liquid into a
rishon.
Ha sheni shabachulin mitame mashke chulin. It makes the mashke into a rishon. That's why we use the word mitame. So Hashem Yishev Chulin Mitame Mashke Chulin Upayis Lochle Chuma. And if it touches Chuma, it makes the Chuma into a Upayis Lochle Chuma.
It doesn't make it into anything.
Upayis
means nothing.
It makes into a shlishi. No, Upayis means it makes into a shlishi. Hashem Yishev makes Chuma into makes rishon. Liquid into a rishon. Into a rishon.
And a shlishi.
And it makes solids into a shlishi. Hashlishi Yishev Chuma. Okay, now let's say we have in my possession an object which is shlishi. Okay, let's say this is a shlishi. And it's truma. And it touches the matam mashke kodesh. And we have here liquid. So here I have a shlishi b'truma. And let's say, and it touches matam mashke kodesh, matam mashke makes the mashke into a rishon. Upoyis aloch le kodesh, shenasru al taris, lataris ha kodesh. Aval im nas lataris truma, matam eshnaim upoyis aloch le kodesh. Now what does all that mean? I have no idea. Let's see. Metame shenasu l'taris hakodesh. Let's see one more time. Ashlish shebetshuma. If I have a shlish shebetshuma, and it comes in contact, let's say, with regular liquid, so it seems it doesn't do anything. If you have a shlish shebetshuma, I have a name, this is a truma, and it's a shlishi, and it touches water, it touches oranges, it touches water, it touches coffee.
Correct.
Does anything happen to it?
A shlishi?
Yeah. No. No, only time a liquid can make water tame is only when it's when it's a sheni. But if the object that we're starting with, the source, is a shlishi, nothing is going to happen. Ha shlishi shebetshuma mitame mashke kodesh. It makes contact with liquid. Mitame mashke kodesh. It contaminates liquid. If you have mashke, you have liquid, that's kodesh. So, but if it's kodesh, if the mashke is kodesh, if it's holy water, then the water can become tamei even from a shlishi. Okay, metame mashke kodesh. The kol hapoyseles hakodesh. Here's the key words: the kol hapoyseles hakodesh, metame mashkin lihiyos techilu kodesh. Since kodesh can become a revi. Got it? Since kodesh, so therefore any time there is potential for solids to become revi, liquids are upgraded to a rishon. Liquids go up. Got it? Now, what are we talking about? Metame mash kodesh upois. Now, what does this mean? Upois sel lo ochle kodesh, and a shlishi can make pasha. A shlishi can make pois sel, can make a revi. And anytime we're at the end of the tracks, what is it called? It's called puzzle. So if I have a shlishi, and the shlishi touches meat that's kodesh, the meat now is puzzle.
Sure.
Not tummy, because tummy means it can contaminate the next level. Puzzle means this is where it stops. Upoyitzel och lekodesh, shenasu, letaris hakodesh, shenasu, taris hakodesh, kolaymar echodim, we know the shlishi shal chuma, poyitzel, limitami, it's only going to be poyitzel, limitami, Oichli kodesh, hani mili kishenas seis altaris hakodesh. Avol naseis altaris truma. But let's say the chulin I have in my possession is only being true to chumra. Shaloi shamu altaris hakodesh. Hashlishim ben hashlishim mitame shnayim. Omar chodim in the shulim esol truma poisel v'loi mitame oichli kodesh. This that a shlishi shal truma is poisel v'loy mitame chodesh hani milu gishnasis al taris hakodesh. That's only when the shlishi was nasis al taris hakodesh. Avol nasis al taris truma shloy shamu al taris hakodesh hashlishi mitame shnayim upoisel lechad b'kodesh. What does that mean? Shetaros shal truma tumahi. Shetarasa shal truma tumihi eitz lakodesh v'harei zeh shlishi de truma choshev etz hakodesh kim nidma v'sheretz atzma. Okay, this is also in the Gemara, in the Daf Yomi. Okay, this is a Chazara.
Daf Yomi.
What?
It's a beferish nefil.
That's right. What does this mean? It means a very important principle. That, let's say I have over here two things here. I have here two things. Both of them are chulin. And this piece of chulin I'm guarding with the stringencies of kodesh. I'm practicing. I'm a kohen. I'm going to eat. Next week I'm going to be in the mishmar. I'm going to do avodah, and I'm going to be in the Beis Hamikdash. So I want to practice. So I'm going to treat everything in my possession with the same laws, even though it's chulin, the same laws of kodesh, which means there's something called a rishon, sheni, shlishi, and revi. There's a revi, right? A kodesh can become a revi. And here I have my possession chulin, but on this chulin, I'm not practicing like base. I only want to practice on this chulin. It should be like truma. Okay, you got it?
Yep.
And then let's say this. Let's say this is chul mamsh. So this can be. I have three pieces of chulin, A, B, C. A is regular chulin. B is chulin. It's chulin. It's chulin. It's chulin. Right. Where's the D?
Oh.
There's no D. There's no D.
By Taharas HaKadosh.
There's A, B, and C. A is regular chulin. B is chulin that's been guarded with the stringencies of
truma.
What is C? Chulin being guarded with the stringencies of
kedusha.
Kodesh. Therefore, what's the lowest level this can go to?
Oh, to four probably.
Chulin. This is chulin.
Chulin. Only to two.
Only two. And this can go to.
Well, that can go way down.
Truma, this can go to?
Four.
Let's say both this and this are shlishis.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
So if this, or let's say, no, let me even give you better. Let's say this, that's shlishi. Let's say this is a shlishi.
Beautiful.
So let's say I have over here real kodesh.
Yeah.
D, your glasses.
Yeah.
This is real kodesh.
Yeah.
This is. Do you notice this? Do you ever notice this?
No. I've noticed a thing.
I don't think the glass, right?
No, you don't need it.
Oh, yeah. I don't look a schlub, right?
No.
It's okay, right?
Yeah.
You see it?
I could never see it.
Okay.
Very good. You did a good job.
So this is a revi. Okay, this is a revi. No. This is real kodesh. Real kodesh. So what is the, what is this? This can be a shame. This is a shlish. Let's say I have here this and this are a shlish.
Beautiful.
If this touches this, what happens?
Faisal.
It becomes a revi. So if this, here's the chiddush. If this touches this,
yeah.
What does this become?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? Again, what is this?
That's a truma.
And what? It's chulin. Chulin shenas al taras truma.
Right.
And what is it currently at this moment in time?
A shlishi.
And this is kodesh. Does this have potential to become a revi?
Yeah.
If this would then touch this, what would you expect this to become?
A revi.
A revi. Along comes the Mishnah and says, if this touches this, this becomes a rishon.
Wow.
Why? Why? What's pshat? Because this is kodesh. This is only being guarded al taras truma. When a kodesh looks at a truma, you're not even religious.
Right.
You're a chiloni.
It's like a rishon.
Ah,
like
no worse. Like a sheretz. It's like a sheretz.
So what's
one? So the mela, we view this. Oh, but what about? Let's say this touches this.
V.
It's revi because this being nizal taras true kodesh, but when something that's been guarded al taras truma touches kodesh, we look at we even though this is really even though this is really a shlishi, it's an av to
me.
So look what it says: avulim nasal taras truma. So he look at these murdic words. Mashu don't put those kodesh.
Yeah.
Shenasu l'taras kodesh.
Right.
Mashu put the kodesh. Avlim nasu. What was that? Ashlishi.
Ashlishi
betruma. That's this.
Right.
Metane mashu kodesh. If it touches liquid, it becomes a rishon. Shlishi of truma that touches a liquid.
Rishon.
It becomes a rishon. Metame mashke, but more kind of mashke kodesh to become rishon. Upoisel, a shlishi of metame upoisel laochle kodesh upoisel, and it disqualifies la'ochle kodesh, if this touches kodesh, it makes it into a revi, provided, here's the condition. What's the word? What's the word?
Prerequisite.
No.
Shinas
provided that the truma is being guarded with the same stringency like kodesh.
Avlanazot
has truma. So now we view this as an avatuma,
right,
which means it can touch. Not only can it make the kodesh into a rishon, which makes a sheni, so it's rishon and sheni. Nases lataris truma, betame shnayim. Who points lecha because it makes a rishon, a sheni, a sheni, shlishin, revi. So then we view it as a rishon. You're right. We view it as a rishon. We view it as a rishon, not as in sheretz. We view it as a rishon, a rishon. So it makes a sheni, a shlishi, and a revi. B'tamei shnayim who points lecha b'kodesh. Let's see. Shnas l'taris hakodesh kolay marhodi. We said this. Shlishi shel truma points sel v'lemitamei oichel kodesh hanemi lekishenasei. So that's when your truma, you're guarding your truma with the strange, with the same stringencies. Kishenasei saltaris hakodesh. You are guarding. That's where you are guard. You are guarding your truma. But let's say for example you are guarding your truma. Avul nasei saltaris truma shloish shamruhu, you did not guard it altaris hakodesh. Then hashlishi mitame shenayim or shniim shenay shniim uposel echad b'kodesh. Why do we say that it now can make a sheni and a shlishi and a revi? Shet, these are the keywords, these are the words, these are the yisoid, this is the yisoid of life. Shet taharosa shel truma. The tahara of truma shel truma tumahi etzla kodesh. When kodesh looks at truma, it says to truma, you're nothing compared to me. I'm an elite to myself, I'm the major leagues. You're the minor leagues. You're like a guy playing baseball in the yeshiva backyard.
Baby.
You're a baby playing on the roof in the yeshiva. You're nothing, I'm major leagues.
I'm a baby.
Would you consider yourself to be a shlishi de truma? Okay, it's a murder Mishnah. It's Chaz the Mishnah. Sheni shebuchul nashen shebuchul metame sheni shebuchul neviyav sheni shebuchul metame mashke. Or sheni shebuchul can make liquid into a tchilin metame mashke chulin. Gvaldik. If I have a sheni in chulin and it comes in contact with the liquid becomes a what? If I have chulin, that's a sheni. It comes in contact with the liquid. No, what's the answer?
Comes a rishon.
Metame mashke chulin. Let's say the sheni touches truma, upoys the lochle truma. If it touches a sal, it becomes a shlishi. Hashlishi she betruma. It comes in contact with liquid that's holy liquid. Metame mashke kodesh. It makes the mashke kodesh into a rishon.
Right.
And let's say it comes in contact with kodesh. What does it do? Because it makes kodesh into a revi. Upoys lochle kodesh. What kind of the situation do we have when you have a shlishi which makes a revi by kodesh? That's only when the shlishi of truma has been guarded with the same stringency as kodesh. Shenasu l'toharas
hakodesh.
But what happens if it's been guarded? But let's say it's been guarded with a lower stringency. Then we view a shlishi to be a rishon, and therefore a rishon makes a sheni, and makes a shlishi, and then makes a revi. So it's 2 + 1. Metame shnayim upayis lechad b'kodesh.
Right.
No, I have to go get ready now. Okay, up to Mishnah Zayin.
It's early.
It's not early. Look what time it is.
Quarter to
early? Quarter to.
How many minutes?
33 minutes.